I want to bring Brad Hunter into the conversation. Brad is chief economist of Home Advisor, who tracks home improvement trends and the outlook for the housing sector. Brad, given the fact that we are awaiting some potential tax changes or some kind of guidance about what we can expect from tax policies, you know, what are you looking for? Okay. What would actually help the housing market? And, you know, we are already seeing gains with Home Depot results coming out well ahead of expectations. What policies could be implemented that would actually make it even better?
Well, the things that could make it better would be, at least in the near term, would be tax cuts and fiscal stimulus just to help the economy grow faster. But of course, that has its own kind of spin-off negative effects down the road as you run higher deficits at the federal budget level. You start to see more bond issuance as a natural result, and then that can drive interest rates higher.
Do you think that this administration has the political will to cut away the tax reduction that people get for paying interest on mortgages? This is sort of a key sort of aspect of the housing market, and a lot of people speculate that if you did take away this deduction from mortgage interest, that people would be less willing or interested in buying homes.
Yeah, certainly it would have an impact if they took away the mortgage tax deduction, but I don't see that happening. And, you know, I also wanted to kind of tie it back to the home improvement companies, and we talk about tariffs that are coming up most likely, and the tariffs will have a mixed effect, right? The tariffs will help material suppliers who compete with imported materials, but it will hurt the companies who rely on those imported materials as inputs to their own products. So it's not unambiguous as to whether that would be beneficial or not. And then on labor shortages, those could intensify as a result of immigration policy changes, but it depends on what happens. If he only kicks out people that are criminals, well, there's no problem with any of that. But if he were to start removing people who are, you know, all undocumented workers, that would have a much more significant impact on labor costs and labor supplies, both for remodeling and new home construction.
Could you give us an idea as to what would happen to the housing market if there was some tax reform around the deduction for mortgage interest?
Yeah, I mean, I think that certainly if that were to take place, if they were to get rid of that deduction, it would impact people's thought process on housing as an investment. And that's something I've been talking a lot lately, which is, I call it, nesting is investing. If you are looking for a place to invest your money and you're saying, geez, you know, the stock market seems...
Well, it's a government subsidy, right? Yeah. I mean, it's a government subsidy supposedly in order to create a social fabric, yeah, or a contract. But the reason I ask is because many other countries do not have those kinds of tax deductions. Yeah. And I'm wondering whether we can learn anything, because, of course, the president previously said that we're going to have to learn to do more with less, yeah, when it comes to money.
Well, remember, too, that the mortgage interest tax deduction only has impact if you itemize.
Correct.
And if they are increasing the standard deduction, then it's not going to have that much of an impact.
So going back to the home improvement aspect, were you surprised by Home Depot's earnings?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I was surprised, but certainly it confirms what I was already seeing. We saw, you know, 6.3% increases in comparable U.S. store sales from Home Depot. And, you know, we're seeing 70% of homeowners, more or less, are saying they're planning on a home improvement project in their home in the next 3 months. We've been seeing increases in major projects as opposed to sort of the minor day-to-day maintenance projects. But major projects are up, and I expect those to go up 8 or 9% in the next year.
Although, can I just say, I mean, isn't this partly because the supply of homes to buy has been going down and demand has been going up? So maybe perhaps people are just simply renovating their homes and not going out and purchasing bigger homes. I mean, couldn't this be a sign that perhaps people are making do with what they have And if so, what does that signify going forward?
Sure. That is one of the factors that is causing home improvement to go up. There is certainly an extremely limited supply of homes for sale on the multiple listing services in most of the major metro markets. But going forward, the other thing that's going to happen is I think you'll have what I call a lock-in effect. That is, people who currently have a 3.5% or 4% mortgage will hesitate to sell their home and get a different home unless they have to for relocation purposes when interest rates go to 5%. And then, you know, they'll say, I'll just renovate and update the place that I have, maybe even add on a room, convert the garage, whatever it is, to make that house work.